Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. More women are postponing childbirth, and when they're ready, often worry their baby will carry a genetic defect.
Today, a variety of genetic tests are available, but results are confirmed through invasive procedures carrying a relatively high risk of miscarriage.
Scientists predicted a non-invasive, risk-free technique was close when they discovered fragments of fetal DNA are present in the mother's blood, enough to construct the fetus's entire genome.
Recently, this was confirmed by the successful sequencing of the genome of an 18-week-old fetus. Later, when compared with the baby's genome after birth, the technique was 98% accurate, a major breakthrough in fetal genetic testing.
To do this, researchers had to differentiate fetal DNA from its mother's. First, they got cells from the father's saliva to yield his genomic sequence. They sequenced the mother's genome from her blood.
Then they isolated all the DNA fragments in the plasma portion of the mother's blood, of which 10% belongs to the fetus. Having sequenced the genomes of both parents, researchers could then pick out the fetal DNA and reassemble them to complete the fetal genome.
Researchers believe the technique may even work on a 6-week-old fetus. Getting the cost down will be key to making it available in a doctor's office.
Though parents could have their baby's entire fetal genome sequenced, it still won't rule out all genetic diseases. Only a fraction of the genes behind birth defects are known, and some merely predispose a person to disease.
In the future, geneticists will identify disease-causing genes as well as genes behind traits such as intelligence and athletic ability. Let the designer baby debate begin.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.